systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, May 19th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And we got a special guest in the studio once again. We've been having a lot of special guests lately, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I don't know. This one's special in a different way.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. This one's special in the kind of way, like, I don't know. How would you describe him?
Extra really, really amazingly cool and handsome, probably.
Right, that and then... Think the complete opposite,
and
of,
that's it.
And you,
but
have
then
him.
Rewind it and play it back the way I said it to begin with,
uh-huh.
And then cancel Braden's voice out.
Backward. Okay, great.
Okay. You see what
so,
I'm saying?
Yeah, no. This is episode 38 of this motherfucking shit we do every Monday, Wednesday,
wow.
Friday.
Episode 38. I just have to do.
I know.
Again.
Thank you. Here, go ahead.
I just can't believe 38 already.
I know.
It just blows me away.
And you know what? Wednesday will be episode 39, and I bet you won't believe that it's episode 39.
I'm gonna say that every time.
How about that'll just be your thing? Like, my thing is to make the show awesome, and then your thing will just be to remind us how unbelievable it is that we've gotten another episode further than where we were the previous episode.
Right.
That makes sense.
I know.
Braden, you should do that more.
So, yeah, we got...
I do that every time.
We got our friend Ben in the studio today, and I did the air quotes when I said friend, because, you know, we talked about him in a show a while ago, and I kind of felt bad after I said some stuff about him. I did actually feel bad, because you sent me a text message, and you're like, I love you, Matt, and you killed me with kindness, and that hurt me a lot. So he's been bugging me about when can I be on the show? When can I be on the show? And, you know, this isn't the kind of show where we're just going to let whoever be on it, except for tonight's episode.
Adam's been bugging me about being on the show still, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, we should have just had them both on here.
Yeah, get it over with.
Exactly, in one fell swoop.
Yes,
there we
just
go.
Just one episode, knock them both out of the way.
That's
Don't
right.
have to worry about it.
So, episode 38. Thank you guys so much for listening once again. How the fuck are you, guys?
I'm pretty fucking good. The fuck are you?
I am phenomenally fantastic.
Yeah, that's what you were
still.
Saying.
Yeah, I know. I am on cloud fucking nine still. And how are you, Ben?
Yeah, good.
Good
feeling.
Yeah.
Good feeling. Vitamins, water.
Nice, nice.
Music, cameras, phones.
Sex,
shirt.
Drugs, rock and roll.
How's
black
it feel?
Shirt. Hey, hold on 1 second. Yeah. Black shirt, cargo pants.
Yeah.
Yes. Fuck off. We called each other actually before the show, and I was like, all right, what do you want to wear tonight? And I was like, how about black shirt, cargo pants? He's like, I'm already on it. Fucking A. So, all right. Yeah.
Let's go, Batman.
These are going to, especially when Jasmine gets here, because she's going to take some pictures of us while we're doing our thing. Because I noticed the only pictures we have of us is of us taking the pictures of us, which is, I don't know. It's posed.
It's silly.
Right. She's going to get some real pictures of us really doing this shit, really making you guys fucking laugh with the funny ha-has. And it'll be good. She's got a good eye for photography and everything else. So,
well, all right.
Yeah, well, let's get right into it. Well, here, I'm going to... What did you do this weekend?
I went to Polson for a concert Enemy Mime was playing
at. Oh, how was that?
It was pretty good.
If
that
I
was their first show.
If I wasn't where I was at, I was totally going to go to that. But
yeah, it was good. I mean, Enemy Mime was good.
I'll see him at Depot Park, and that's where we want to remind you guys, if you're local, this Saturday, Depot Park, Aussiepalooza, the death metal concert for... Will you stop? Oh, my God.
Wow.
The death metal concert for Alzheimer's. You know, we should
That's
call...
That's kind of ironic, almost.
Well, yeah, but it isn't if you think about it, because the people with Alzheimer's aren't going to remember that they heard it, so it's all good.
They might have more fun than the normal folk.
They might, actually, because they're like... I mean, people, it's weird. Like, when you're born, you're at that one stage. You know, you're a baby. You have no idea what's going on. And, you're starting out. And then you live life. You grow up and you get that cognition. And you know, you're aware of everything. And then once you get old, it goes right back to the beginning where you're shitting yourself in diapers. You're fucking have no idea what's going on. You forget where you parked your car.
You can't get erections. You're never stimulated by anything.
Yeah. Because I think that whole thing is because you've been around the world long enough to where you've seen everything you're going to see in your position. Like, you know, everyone sees different things. If you're rich, you're going to have a totally different perspective on life than if you're not. So once you get to that point, you've done everything pretty much, so nothing excites you anymore.
And that means no more boners from there on out.
Exactly.
Shit your pants.
No more natural boners, at least. So they might as well just end it at 65.
Might as well.
I mean, you're going to retire. Really, are you going to enjoy the rest of your life? No. You're going to fucking wait around. Your spouse is going to die. You're going to get all incontinent, incompetent, ignorant, all that shit.
I can't wait until you're 65.
I can't either, because when I'm 65, I'm going to blow my fucking brains out. And I'm going to do it like I told you about the other day on the show. In a huge group of fucking people.
Oh, right. With a big gun.
A huge gun.
So it's just a huge splatter.
Exactly.
What kind of gun?
I was thinking shotgun. But I don't know.
Right to the...
That could be fun.
Whatever,
right next to your head.
I don't know. It'll be whatever is available to me at the time. So the show was good, though? They fucking...
Yeah. I mean...
Brutal?
There was a lot... I guess they messed up a lot. Like, one of the guitarists lost his pick.
Really?
Yeah,
happens, though.
Yeah, well, they were playing outside, and it was, like, 85 degrees,
oh,
so he just, like,
fuck.
Sweated right out of his
yeah,
hand.
Yeah, that and all just, the equipment on stage, it's hot. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for
but
sure.
But it was really good, for sure.
Nice. Well, we went to Hot Springs this weekend. We got the fucking, the suite room and shit, and the fight, like, her mom and her stepdad or whatever, they go to Hot Springs a lot, and so they're like, well, which room, you know, did you stay in, the little shitty cabin and stuff? And she's like, well, actually, we got the suite. And her mom's like, I've never even been in that suite, you little fucking bitch. So that was pretty cool. And the room, it's amazing. Think like your grandma's house. If you have a normal life, you go to visit, it's got china all over the walls, it's got like the pretty frilly curtains and the, oh God. And
did you love it?
I loved it all fucking night, dude. It was amazing. We chilled in the hot tub. We fucking...
So did you have sex with her yet?
with his grandma?
What?
Huh?
What? Wow. 7 minutes and you took it there.
You asked me every
so,
time.
So, have you and Bree...
Hey, don't get off track. Have you had sex with her yet?
Bree's not a real name.
No, Bree is her real name, actually.
Yes, it
is.
No, well, it's short for her real name.
For Brianna?
Yeah.
Was I not supposed to say that?
I'm sure it's fine.
Okay.
Our
anyway.
Nice.
So, I'm still
so,
on the...
So, did you have sex with her?
I don't know. You can ask her.
I don't know.
You can ask her when she gets here. Well, I know, but...
I'll put her on the spot. In fact, let's call her.
Oh, shit. I told... No, let's not.
Brain,
she's on her way.
I have her number. I can call
she's
her.
She's on her way here. Yeah, because that's how I got her number in the
first
place.
That's true. It's from
nice.
Me.
That's right. So, yeah, we went there, did that fucking... Oh boy! on Sunday we went. Have you ever eaten at Famous Dave's?
No.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Have? What did you think of that place?
I turned 21 and I had a beer, and then I had a whole bunch of ribs, and then I had a lot of ice cream, and then I had some more beer, and then I had some tequila, and then I threw up. And I took a nap. That's how Famous Dave's
That's
went.
That's a night. That's a fucking night. Well, I was talking more about like the atmosphere, like the waitress. The one weird thing I noticed was they have these thug looking guys that just like walk
some
around.
Cheese.
Well, no, like, think Guido almost. Like, arms
wow.
folded, you know, upright, real stiff demeanor. Like,
bouncers.
Yeah, bouncers in a restaurant, though. So, me and Jasmine were trying to figure out what the fuck these guys are doing. And the best thing we could come up with is that they were waiting around for people to run off without paying their bill.
Oh, yeah.
But that got me thinking, does that happen enough to where they need two people full time to do that, you know?
I don't know. I imagine a lot of people try and dine and dash.
You think, though?
Around here, I would think.
Just
because there's tons of poor people here or what?
Well, that and they're just bored. And I mean, look at all the other stupid shit people do for fun around here.
Yeah.
Driving by cars and throwing rocks
and
at passing cars.
And
yeah, and podcasting. I mean, the stupid stuff.
Yes, lots of masturbating,
yeah.
Definitely.
Too much, in fact.
How much do you masturbate on a daily basis, Ben?
Braden?
Ben,
can we pass a question to Brady?
No, that's not how this game works.
Is this a game?
Yeah.
Is that a real question?
It is now. Okay. Five times a day?
No.
Four? Less?
Less.
Warmer, colder? Two?
It'll get
twice
warmer
a day?
And colder all day.
Once when you wake up, once at night before you go to bed?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Because that's what I used to do. Like, I'd wake up, I'd rub one out, I'd go do whatever I was doing in the day, and then before I went to bed, I'd rub one more out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got two balls.
It's a lot
so you got
to sleep that
yeah,
way,
it's
too.
Like clearing the slate, you know?
Right.
You start over the next morning
you
with a
fresh cup
of sperm.
You just got to open the valve every once in a while.
Exactly.
It's maintenance, really.
Ugh. Okay, yeah, so a lot of semen in my bed. That's all I can say, really.
Wow. So, yeah, we did that, and then this is kind of fucked up. This happened Sunday night, so it's we eat at Famous Dave's, and we go to the apartment. Oh, by the way, I got a new place to live that's not my mom's house, huh?
Yeah.
Round of applause for that. 27 years old. Thank you very much. Now, when I say that, I haven't lived at my mom's house my whole life.
Yeah.
Okay. When I was 17, I went and did Alamon Telco, traveled around Las Vegas, Kentucky, Florida, everywhere, coast to coast, and then came back, had my own place, and that's when I got into all the oxys and shit. And, you know, I tried to survive as long as I could, and then 8 years later, I had to go back home because I just was drowning pretty much.
That happens.
Drowning in my own feces, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean, right? No. Could you imagine, like, literally drowning in your own
like
feces?
Like that little kid that fell in the septic. He drowned in feces.
Wow.
Was that here?
Yeah, that was in Evergreen. He
fell
down
yeah,
in there.
That
wow.
kid, yeah. That,
yeah. I remember that.
He ate his own shit before he died.
I bet
and
he did.
And someone else's, too.
That's what happens when kids have... Well, no, because his mom wasn't really a kid. But that's what happens when you can't take care of your kids and you just let them run around. They fall in a septic tank and die. And then
they eat your shit,
and then
too.
It's a big deal around here. And then the community comes together for, like, you know, an hour and is like, oh, they're there. And then everyone goes back to being complete fucking dipshits, so... But that was nice.
It's
totally
kind of fun
that happened.
Yeah. It's like Kalispell Unite.
Yeah. So Sunday night after we clean this apartment, let's talk about this apartment. It's fucking awesome. Two bedroom, one bath apartment for $4.25 a month, which is cheap as
Not
shit.
Not bad.
The places I was looking for in town were like $550 a month for a one bedroom, which granted being in town, I could walk to work and that would have been cool. But to be away from people, like the only neighbors we have are the people that live in this fourplex.
Yeah.
And they're all like single guys, like probably a little older than me in their mid 30s, maybe. Mm-hmm. And that's it. So I think I'm going to try and get them listening to the show for one. And then if not, then, you know, whatever. I don't know. But yeah, so we go in there and this apartment like is just not like nasty, but it hasn't. If you make tonguey faces at me, I will punch you in the face.
I can't do that.
No,
I can't.
You're distracting me from my topic.
I'm just licking my lips.
See, you're already distracting him by him having to stop and say something.
Condition of Ben being on this show is that I had better not regret letting him be on this show. Now, how do you think that's going so far, Ben?
I'm just licking my lips.
Okay.
Talking about jerking it, licking my lips. That's
okay.
What you want.
If you lick your lips, don't look at me when you do it. Look at him.
Don't Brain. Look at me. Either.
Unless he's talking, then look at me.
Can I look at Sasquatch girl up to the right?
Yes. Look at her.
She's cute.
Yeah. She. Thanks.
She's
kind
of young.
Wow, you guys.
She's not that young.
Oh my god. She's okay.
Young enough to get you arrested.
Yeah.
Young enough to give you an erection.
Seven will get you 20. You sicko. So. Apartment, mine, new place. So we go in and like the only really nasty things were like the carpet wasn't vacuumed or anything like that.
It was cleanable.
The
right?
oven, the stove was fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
I spent like 2 hours drowning this shit in scrubby bubbles and this other spray stuff that is supposed to be really good, but you can drink it. Which I haven't tried yet.
Why are you able to drink it?
Well, because it's all natural. That's the thing. It's like, you know, the guy that's on late night TV that's like, you can even drink it. And the lady's like, oh my God, you can drink it. Show us.
But
and
what,
he's like, okay. And then he drinks it and then he
vomits.
What
does that have to do with its ability to clean?
Well, nothing. Just that you can use it on like dishes and stuff.
It's healthy
and
for you.
It's non-toxic, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm drowning this shit in there. And it's just like grease and nasty. Like an oven that hadn't been cleaned in 10 years. But the funny thing is, all of the shit that was in there was like ramen noodles and macaroni and cheese.
Inside the oven?
No, like in the stovetop,
okay.
The burners and shit. Yeah. So you look
some
in the fridge, and the fridge
there.
Was perfectly clean, which kind of reinforced the fact that he probably only ate ramen noodles and mac and cheese.
Right.
The stove was disgusting. The fridge was
probably
clean
living
as a
on
fucking...
a budget of nothing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like
which
a rich
is
guy. Really.
Probably why he's not living there.
The fridge
anymore.
Was probably clean because he never had the money to put anything in it.
Exactly.
Just
that's
what
water. I.
That's
that was
the point.
Braden.
Yeah.
Thank you.
High five, Braden.
Hey, no. Personal jinx, you fucker.
Wait, we can't jinx.
Do you remember that game?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, we clean and shit, and it's like 1:30 by the time we're done. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll take you back to your house, and you know, I'll lay with you until you fall asleep, and then I'll go. So we get back there, and she's like, well, why don't you just stay, and you can go to work from here or something? And I'm like, well, is your mom going to be cool with that? And she's like, well, we'll just tell her we fell asleep, like my excuse with yeah. my mom, which right. worked out a lot better than this did.
How old is this girl?
18.
You're lying.
I am lying. She'll be 18 in a couple weeks.
If you just moved out of your mom's house, I mean, this is just going
well,
nowhere.
Well, okay, we talked about that. And see,
you
the thing
seen
is...
the girl before this one.
Go fuck yourself. Oh. That was an experiment
Come
in
on,
psychology.
You're better than that.
I hang out with this kid. He's 18.
I know, but 14
yeah, but you're
olds?
Not...
Come on.
You're not trying to have sex with me anymore.
No, I'm not trying to have sex with her anymore either,
At
though.
One point in time, he had sex
so
with her.
So you did have sex with her.
Fuck off. Okay, so back to my... Awesome fucking awkward story.
I think
here.
It's funny that you weren't willing to admit to it if you've had sex.
I didn't admit to it.
You kind of did.
Hey, hold
wow,
here.
Guys.
Hey, 17
it's a good
year
thing
olds,
she's not here yet.
Hey, yeah. 17 year olds have nicer vaginas.
That is very true. And,
how do you know?
Because it's
They're
common sense.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Ben.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, girls get around at a young age
that
these
is
days.
True, but
so
not
that
this one. This
okay.
one's a pure angel. Yeah. So. Back to the story here. wow. This, hold on.
You had your friend at
okay,
your apartment.
Yeah. So, no. So, we're at her house, and, oh. okay, she's like, yeah, you know, stay, and we'll say that, and I'm like, okay, cool. So, I end up falling asleep and shit, and, like, 2 hours later, all of a sudden, I hear this voice in the room, and I wake up
God?
And just freak out, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I had a bad dream or something, and yeah. her mom is standing in the bedroom,
oh.
and all she fucking says is, this is very inappropriate, and she just walked out, and I look at her, I'm like, oh, shit, dude.
Whoa.
Yes?
Is her mom hot?
Kinda. I don't know.
Was it a silhouette, or was she hot?
No. What?
He's seen her mom
I've
before.
I've seen her, yeah. It's
oh, is
not,
she hot?
She's all right.
Okay.
She's, in your standards, yeah, she's smoking, dude. All
right, go on.
All right, so.
She'd be a catch for you.
Yeah, she
that.
Would
like
be.
A catfish.
Yeah, so right. she said, she's like, this is very inappropriate. And I didn't think about this till I was driving back home, because I ended up, you know, throwing my shoes on and leaving.
And leaving right
after right,
that.
Right
yeah.
after
of
that.
Of course, that'd be kind of
and
awkward.
I'm like, was it inappropriate that I was laying there in bed with her, or was it inappropriate that when she came in the room and mentioned and just said something, I woke up with, oh, fuck. So
did you say that?
Yeah, I thought I was having a dream or something.
Hallucination, man.
It was weird because it's like when you're sleeping and someone wakes you up real quick
oh,
and
right.
you just freak out.
Like,
the jolt. It was the jolt for sure. So, I don't know if I offended her by the oh fuck statement or the what the fuck is going on. Yeah,
you'll
or,
have to talk to her about it.
Well,
it might
yeah,
be the fact that you're 10 years older than her daughter.
Okay, no,
that
now
might,
we're gonna put this to rest right now. When I was doing all these drugs and shit for the past 10 years of my life up until February, and
sounds
I've been
nice.
Clean ever since. No, it wasn't nice at all.
Kind of.
I don't recommend it. To you, I would recommend it because I would love to see you suffer through that, what I went through.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
You're welcome,
and I say
Ben.
I love you and you say this.
Wow.
I want you to suffer like an oxymoron.
Oh,
wow.
I'm going to give him half a ding for that. So, yeah. I don't remember shit from that whole time because I, you know, that drug, you don't remember things. Like,
right.
I didn't remember day to day.
Yeah,
so
it destroys your shirt.
We talked about it.
Probably.
It's like, I'm pretty much the same age as her because I missed that whole 10 year of my
oh,
life.
Really?
So it totally.
That would explain why I'm so much more mature than you are.
Right? That's fucked up, isn't it?
That is weird.
It probably explains why your penis works better, too. Yeah.
No, my penis works just fine. Thanks.
Mine would, too, if I was with a 17 year old.
Only because every girl.
He gets
that's
a ding
that's
for that.
Good, man. I like that. Oh, wow.
That was
but,
pretty funny.
But let's talk about some of the past girls you've been with.
Yes.
I've noticed
oh!
they're a little more on the
yes.
not-so-skinny side, for one.
Especially one that you mentioned
yeah,
earlier.
What was her name?
Britannia.
Like Encyclopedia Britannica?
Britannica.
Britannica? So what do you think about her vagina?
Oh, okay, well, let's not start with the vagina. I just want to
okay,
say...
Okay, well, tell us about it, please. Okay, well, floor is yours, bud.
Okay, one thing I definitely didn't like, and I told her on a regular basis, is that I really didn't like how her boobs drooped and her nipples pointed at the floor.
That's kind of weird.
Just like when she was standing up, like just gravity taking its toll?
Hold it. I've got, yeah, well, exactly. Gravity definitely had its toll, but the thing is, it was like a water balloon that had one drop of water hanging off the bottom.
Right.
And it was sagging down, pointing at the ground. And then, but here's the kicker. It looked like a cat had scratched marks into her boobs from the stretch marks.
So she was a little bigger than when I met her.
She was a little bigger than me. I weigh 215 pounds.
That's hard to
believe. That's fair to say.
Yeah, well, yeah. I used to weigh 200 when I started this job.
And then the oxys
now
kicked
I weigh,
in.
Well, no, before that.
Oh,
or
really?
After that, since I've been clean.
Really?
I weigh like 175 now.
Nice.
Just from hucking 100 pounds of water all day.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And it's getting summertime again.
I know, and it's more. And actually, on Friday, I calculated out. I don't know if I said this on the show or not.
I don't think you did.
Okay, my truck will hold 65 jugs
of
water.
Yeah.
That's 50 pounds per jug of water. So we'll say... 100 pounds because I carry two at a time, so that's like 3,000 pounds in one truckload, and I filled the fucking truck up twice and emptied it twice.
Wow. Yeah.
So I moved like 6,000 pounds of water in that one fucking day. So
Matt's getting strong.
Exactly. I could fucking destroy you with my fucking pinky probably.
All right, back to Britannica here. her vagina. I just wanted to say it was kind of like if... How would I describe
was
this?
Was it like dick or putting your fist in a jar of mayonnaise?
Like, picture a really, really big fish mouth. Okay, now picture a puddle of pink mud. Picture puddle
like,
of pink mud.
Mud, okay.
Mud the
fish
pink.
Mouth.
Right.
Entire fist.
Right.
Plus a dildo.
Wow. At the same time?
Yeah,
or is
you could.
This going in the ass, one in the cunt?
You could do all three.
Wow. Did you?
Yeah.
What and is that like?
It's no... It's...
Did you, like, tickle the bottom of your dick with your finger through the asshole?
I didn't. If you guys could see the face I'm making, I didn't
no,
do that.
He
did. I wasn't there for that.
Or he did, and we just reminded him of what it was like.
Yeah,
and that's what that face was.
It.
For sure.
Mounting her was mounting, like...
Mount Rushmore?
Ding that one.
All right. I know it was good.
Maybe, like, a hippopotamus?
A hip-hop-automatous?
Hip-hop-automatous. I don't know what else to say about her. She's really large. She got
did
a double chin.
So, okay.
Broke up.
What attracted you to her then? Something must
probably
have been there.
Probably because she had a vagina.
Well, no, or because she
and
had a
she
vehicle.
She was willing to give it to him.
And a place to live, at which you had neither at the time.
Actually, I had a place to live. I'll get that out there. I didn't have a vehicle. I got a longboard.
Yeah, and that's good for around here. I longboard.
Yeah. She has a really pretty face. And she was down to give me blowjobs.
Whenever?
Yeah. So I could just jerk it in her mouth and then go.
Prostitutes right. would do that. And you.
But
would...
this is free.
Was it free,
I'm
though?
Because sure
you, look pretty defeated.
It was.
I'd say it took its toll in more than one way.
Yeah. Well, would a prostitute make you feel
it burnt
any
my
better?
Pride, if anything, really. I don't
you
have
look
much
like
of that
you're
left.
About to cry, bud.
A prostitute
Thank
would
you.
Burn more than your pride, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, it
Ooh.
Depends. You got to get
burn
them checked first.
Yeah.
See, what I like to do before I bang a prostitute is just pour some bleach on the pussy.
Right.
And let that shit just soak. And then I get the hydrogen peroxide. And I pour that on there.
Yeah.
And if it
and
bubbles...
Then,
no, hold on. If it bubbles, you know you still need to
put some
disinfect.
Salt on it or something.
Right. But if
Ooh.
It doesn't bubble, you know you've killed all the germs.
Yes.
Right.
Germ-free is the way
Should we use that quote for the show?
We could.
That was kind of
We'll have
long.
To listen to it.
Yeah. So what was it about her then? Because, I mean, was she that big when you met her? Because sometimes, sometimes when you live with a girl for a while, they get comfortable and they start putting on weight. They can't help it. It's just how it happens.
No, I constantly told
caring.
Her she needed to work out. I'd have her ride bikes with me.
Really?
So that was special. She actually ended up losing some weight and got a lot more attractive. The fact that
and
I
then she dumped your sorry ass?
But then she put on 30 pounds and got a double chin.
So did she dump you or did you dump her?
She dumped me.
Ouch. That's got to hurt. Do you see how his face just like stopped?
I just went from red to pale.
Dude, that,
I was embarrassed and then sad.
That hurt my pride, dude. And I don't even have any pride. So that's fucked
oh,
up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. That's fun.
What? So is there anything else you'd like to say about that before we move on to the next topic here? No? Dead air time? Thank you?
She's good at giving blowjobs.
All right.
So is that why you stayed with her until she dumped you?
Yes.
Okay. Is a love life all about just blowjobs, though? I mean,
when
you can...
Is that even a real question?
Yeah, well,
we
I'm
have
just
to ask
saying...
That
you can,
there's a quote right there.
Okay. You can get blow-up dolls, and it'll have the same effect. And when they fucking...
No.
When they have a headache, you just take out a needle and pop them. And then you
right.
go get it, you know?
Yeah, and then you get
you
a new one.
You got a point, man.
I know, I know.
It's like our fast
That's
food
why
theory,
I made it.
Remember?
That
about
if you're with
you
the same girl over and
right.
over.
I mean, it's
yeah.
not that you don't like Wendy's anymore. You just need to try something else
yeah.
different.
For those of you new listeners, I was with this girl once, and
it
didn't work out. But basically, I sat her down one day, and I was like, you know, being with you is like eating Wendy's all the time. And at first she was like, so now I'm fast food? And I'm like, no, you're missing the point. I love eating at Wendy's, but sometimes you just want an RBQ, you know?
Yeah, you just need
and
something different.
It just seems weird yeah. to in human nature to be with the same person for that long, unless it is the person you were meant to be with.
Right. It's not that I don't like you anymore. I'm just tired of eating the same thing.
Right. Right. It's
if
like
you know
when
what I mean.
It's like when you're with somebody for a long time and one of you goes on a vacation and you're gone for like a month and then you come back and that spark is there again all of a sudden
yeah.
because you haven't been with them for so long or
cuz you're not tired of them
or
anymore.
Because you cheated on them and now you're ready to go back.
Right.
I don't either
you
way.
You got that out of your system.
Right. So is that yeah?
I don't know.
All right. Well, That's cool.
I accept that.
I feel bad for... I feel even more bad for you.
I just want to say also the pastramalizer, if you guys have ever heard of that, a wet, stringy vagina that reminds you of pastrami.
Is that what her vagina reminded you of?
Yes.
Also?
Yes, and going down on her was the worst idea I've ever
Did
had.
Did it
and I want
smell
to get
like fish?
No, it didn't. It smelled
when,
nice.
When
but it was like burying your face and like...
Did you roll her in flour and find the wet spot?
Ew.
Was there no wet spot to be found? No,
what
that's
do you say
disgusting.
To that?
I don't know.
I don't.
You've never heard that before? Your mom is so fat, I had to roll her around. No? That's an old fucking joke. You've never heard that. Wow,
to,
guys.
You have to remember
wow.
we're 18 and 21. You're 27.
Okay.
Keep that in mind.
I guess. That must have been. So, was that it?
Dead air time. Dead air time.
Thank you. Fuck
that
off,
wasn't
man.
Dead.
No. So, okay, remember on the Friday show when I was like, I'm done smoking pot for 30 days?
Yeah.
Still haven't smoked any.
Holy cow.
And you also made that wager. We
Kinda.
Didn't wager anything.
No.
How's that going for you? Still sober?
Sure.
You are a liar.
Was that
so,
a yes, Braden?
No.
You should have
no.
said yes.
No, because
no,
I already
lie.
Know.
Yeah.
You can't lie on this show. These mics are like lie detectors,
yeah.
man.
They go boop.
No, actually, what it does, there's a 9mm barrel in each
yes.
of these mics, and if you lie, it will shoot your face off
right.
so
right
hard.
In your mouth. It'll just shoot
we didn't tell
right
him that.
Mouth.
Look, now he's all nervous. And,
he's embracing
okay.
it.
My tongue in there is not a nervous face, Matt.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get back to the apartment. When we first got there, I'm sorry, I totally forgot. See, I need to write my notes
yeah.
in order. I totally just write them as
just
I think of things.
Just not get interrupted.
Well,
by...
who cares? Well, the people that listen to the show have ADD anyway, so
True.
By the time they start like tuning back in, like they're listening constantly.
Right,
but
they're
you
not
fade
paying attention.
In and out. So yeah, they'll fade back in and be like, oh, he's still talking about the apartment
right.
and miss the whole funny shit we just done.
Yeah.
Okay, so I put the truck there, and there's a car here, like in back of it, and then there's a guy's parking spot in front. So I park with like 15 feet of room, making sure if he has to leave, he can get out, right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to be the asshole new neighbor that's like right up against his shit,
yeah,
and then he has
in.
To come up and be like, can you move your truck and shit? So he comes out, and I'm like, oh, are you, I'm Matt, you know, I'm the new upstairs renter, and he's like, well, I was like, are you going somewhere? And he's like, well, I was, but you got me blocked in. And he's like this old guy. He's like in his late 60s.
Yeah.
Prime candidate to just be put down, you
right.
know. But and I couldn't tell, though, if he was joking or not. But then he's like, it's cool. I'll just take my truck. And he doesn't take his car. He went and took his truck anyway. Like, I really had him blocked in.
What?
So it was
weird.
It was just weird. Like,
what a nigger, dude.
I gave him... Wow. You.
Thanks
did, what,
for that.
Can we say that?
You can.
Yeah,
if you want,
you want
black people on your ass.
No.
It's cool. There's none that live up here anyway.
I know a couple.
Yeah, they're cool.
They like the N-word.
Yeah.
They say it more than we
but
do.
But see, hold on. No, we're not supposed to make any more nigger jokes.
Well, they're just not funny.
Yeah, it's old. We're over it. Whatever.
I didn't know it was going to be a joke, and I just want to say, we're in Montana. That changes all the rules, okay?
Pretty much.
If we were in L.A., if we were in New York, if we were in Florida, Texas.
Oh, I would love to see half of these people that live here go there and just have
they'd
to, like,
their asses
stomped.
They'd be
they
so
would.
Scared.
There's
totally.
Nothing
yeah.
good coming from
and
that,
and that's
man.
Why I think they make all these jokes, because it releases the tension. Like, we do it. We're just fucking around. We've all lived in places where there's black people, white people, Mexicans, Asians.
It's
Asian.
Not like we're actually racist.
Yeah, no, it's all in fucking fun. Whatever.
I love people.
But these people, they do it because they don't know what to do around them. They
right.
see it on TV and they instantly think, oh, this guy's going to rob my wallet. I'm sorry to be stereotypical, but this guy's going to steal
right.
my car or shoot me.
Yeah,
and
I bet most of the people live here have never even talked to a black
exactly.
person.
Exactly. Like, so
they
make these jokes funny, like just to weird, you know, that
yeah,
type of thing.
Right.
We do it, yeah, in just fun. So.
But no one's laughing at it anymore,
hey,
so we aren't.
Speaking of jokes,
it.
Can I tell a joke? Am I allowed to tell a joke?
Sure.
Sure. Show?
Okay. If this bombs, you will never be on this show again.
Ever.
Are you able? Is that okay?
Is this a
I'm
good
gonna,
joke?
I'll give
no
it a whirl.
No pressure. I'm just saying.
Oh, no pressure.
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Don't all right. worry about it.
And you do know that this goes on the internet. And
yes.
the internet is a very tough crowd to please, right?
You think
there's
that
a lot
be
of
pissed?
People on there.
No, I don't give a shit.
Okay,
yeah.
well, this makes me them. Laugh. And I don't know if you guys are going to think this is
well,
funny.
If we laugh, we do. And if not, just leave.
Yeah.
All right, well, my friend
I'll
told me
this one.
I'll say
goodbye now.
Okay. Bye, Ben.
How do you get a gay guy to have sex with a woman?
How?
You put shit in her pussy.
Oh my god.
Great.
That's fucking funny.
That's not bad.
That's pretty funny. That's you got it just because you don't like the kid.
Can we say that? We can say that.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
Megan.
It's the internet.
Yeah, yeah. we can say whatever
I've
the fuck
seen a girl
want.
Put a
I'm
fish in her
saying.
Vagina on the internet.
Yeah, right. I've seen girls eat shit on the internet.
I've
yeah,
seen girls put entire baseball bats.
I have a very extensive.
Hey,
but that just keeps coming back.
I know.
Not
that's
to
like
advertise
a joke from episode 5, I think.
No, probably no. I think that was a quote for like
yeah.
8 or 9
yeah.
or something.
What were you saying?
In reference to two girls, one cup. Is that what we're?
That's what I was talking about. But that's
Ick.
Old.
Yeah, that's no good. But anyway,
I was eating brownies while I watched it, and it just
yeah.
didn't faze me. I don't know.
I've heard things, and I prefer not to watch that. I just got to say.
Really?
I
have
actually,
you ever seen it?
Nope, don't want to.
Really?
I don't yeah. think I've seen that.
Really?
Girls
well,
eating poop
have.
Out of a cup. That's just
oh,
not
really?
Fun.
I haven't
no,
seen that.
Well, it's so much deeper than that.
I've seen a girl shit on a plate.
In hipster way. Deeper, thank you. It. No, they... I don't even know how to explain it. They pass the poo back and forth
oh.
in their mouths while they're kissing.
Oh, it's like
and
snowballing with
shit. Kind of, with shit. It's like...
It's dirtballing.
Dirtballing.
Yes.
Yes, dirtballing.
Wow.
Very good, very good.
So
no,
let's just call it dirtballing from now on. Is
yeah.
that, do people actually call it that, or did we just create that?
I think I created that.
Did really? You?
Yeah, dirtballing.
I don't know. The internet's pretty expansive.
I'm sure someone's
it's
made
pretty
that
diverse.
Up.
Yeah, but to us, it's new, and to our listeners,
I've
it's
never
probably
heard it
still pretty new. Whatever.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about, we were mentioned on a little podcast called Stereo Radiation, and I say little because... It is. It's a shit. It's a little shit show. These
the
guys
don't. What really bothers me is it's under comedy, and I just didn't really find it funny. It kind of seemed like they were lacking in the humor
well,
department.
I don't know
like
if they
didn't get anything.
Yeah, I don't know if they do. If that's the format of their show, basically, it's another podcast that talks about podcasts. Now, this is the kind of genre that happens when people. I don't know how it happened, but people, they want people to hear what they have to say, but they don't have anything to say. So they're like, well, let's look on the internet and see what we can talk about, which is kind of what we do, but we don't talk about other shows.
What they talk about is other people talking about things, and that's just whack to me. I don't know.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not so sure, because we only listened to the one episode.
And I had to fast forward to
it
to get to the part where they talked about us, because it was just drab and boring. I mean,
there wasn't any jokes at all.
From what I heard, they lack in creativity, and that's just bullshit if you're going to be on the internet.
Right, and what another...
Because there isn't enough people as it is lacking creativity on the internet.
Okay, I'm going to sound like a total hypocrite here, but how can you judge a podcast on just one show?
Right.
Which, granted,
well,
we did, but
yeah.
we're good judges of this kind of shit, so we're allowed.
Well, I'll give them the fact that I don't think they're always talking about podcasts. I think it was just that show, they heard a bunch of new podcasts, and they were listening to them. I think
really?
They, yeah, I was looking at a couple other shows, and it looks like they talk about,
I would
you know,
be interested
news.
To know... how they heard about us, just to see like where people
how they
hearing.
Found
yeah, exactly.
I'm just excited for you two because now their entire fan base is going to check out the Jam Hole, which is badass.
They heard bad.
Well, it wasn't even really bad. All what they basically said was they played a clip of our show and you know they talked about it was
Rockets.
The clip when I was talking about Snot Rockets.
Yeah,
and they instantly thought like our whole show is this. They're like, do they do current events or news? Or anything like that. And it's like, if you're gonna, okay, if we were gonna talk about other podcasts, I would listen to at least two shows, one from their very most latest episode and then one from maybe 15 or 20 before that, just to see how they progress. They listen to like, you know, 15 minutes of one show and instantly make assumptions that this is what they're about. So
haven't we done that already by listening to only one
episode
of theirs and saying that all they do is talk about other podcasts?
But that's what they were doing in that show. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Basically,
I shouldn't have said that.
A little bit of hypocrite.
But. I know. Well, and that's why I preface that by saying I'm going to sound like a hypocrite.
What
here.
Was their show called?
Stereo Radiation.
Stereo Radiation. If you guys want to hear it, it was episode 64. That's where they talked about
it. And there's a comment someone linked to it on episode 30 of ours.
And that's the nice thing to do. If you're going to talk about someone else's show, leave them a comment and let them know. That
Should
way they have a chance
comment?
To fight
and
back. Or
Stereo Radiation, we're definitely going to go back and listen to a few of your shows, and we'll decide if you guys suck balls or if you don't
suck
balls.
Right now, all I really want to say is please, Stereo Radiation, get off our collective podcocks. That's
please.
There's
Leave
I know
podcocks alone.
They're huge podcocks. I'm
they are
coining
very difficult
that term
to sit on.
Yeah, but we already have so many people on our podcocks.
Sit on
we
my
don't
lap.
Have room for you guys. Now maybe
we
if
can
you
only
guys
stick it in so many things at once.
I know. If they up their production value a little bit, it sounded real garbled. I don't know if it's just the equipment they use is shit. Maybe you know, not everyone takes this as seriously as we do. I mean, we've probably spent over what, $800 on equipment. Equipment alone,
yeah.
At least
you just bought that mic,
and
too.
This, yeah. Oh, it sounds so good, though. I love it. So, yeah. I don't know. One thing that really kind of I find amusing is they've been doing podcasts since August of 07, and their ranking on Podcast Alley is number 52. So we've been doing shows since February of 08, and we're at 79 right now out of 40,000 podcasts. Which
isn't bad.
In 3 months,
like, yeah, three
that's
months.
Amazing, I think. It's definitely getting out there. We're getting the word out. People are listening and enjoying it.
We're
going to make stickers. We're going to make some stickers.
Yeah, I know. I keep needing to do that, and then I end up spending my money on like sweets at Hot Springs and shit like that. But yeah.
And a place to live.
And Rockstar.
Well, yeah, that's and good, that. Though. That had to happen, and we will be doing the show from that place, I think, either Wednesday or Friday.
Okay.
I'm going to try and get... I want to get the room foamed with pink mattress stuff and everything because it reverbs in there a lot. Like, you can hear yourself echo.
Well, that's probably because you don't have anything in it yet.
Well, yeah, and that's
true. Once you put some stuff in it, it won't...
A new atmosphere is going to be nice without Sasquatch Chick up here
staring
at me all
the time.
Well,
yeah, and a place that we can, you know, just do whatever we want and
we can
have
jerk
people
it.
In. Yeah, exactly. We can have circle jerks and record it and all that stuff.
Yeah, we can't have them here because it's kind of messy.
We can.
Circle jerk the podcast.
I mean, at least
night.
It'd just
covered.
Be weird if someone came in and was like, hey, guy. Oh.
Yeah,
if
people kind of walk out sometimes.
Oh. Ugh. Can I join? Or I don't know.
Would that be too weird? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
so
awkward.
Okay, the last thing. Well, okay, there's two more things I want to talk about. I've been trading emails back and forth with a lady online. Her name is Dinara. And
if that's even your real
name,
that's a fake fucking fairy tale name.
Okay, so basically, what this is a bot that's goes around sends emails to people with pictures, so
to make you think she's real,
right? And beautiful, and just
and lonely douchebags.
And in love with you.
The lonely douchebags out there buy into this garbage,
right? People,
Matt is not one of them.
People are fooled by this daily, and just because I heard it talked about on a science podcast, Scientific American's SIAM show, which is awesome. Awesome. If you guys are into
that's
geek
a very
news,
good one.
Definitely check it out. Steve Mirsky is great for that kind of stuff. Real smart guy.
And while we're dropping names, The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe is also
if you
good
guys
for that.
Like geeky stuff, The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe also very good. But I heard about like these bots emailing people and getting replies and then just carrying conversations back and forth with these people. So I got this email in my spam folder one day, and we decided to, you know, have a little fun with it. It sent me an email, and basically I replied, "Hello, I'm a rich, lonely man looking for someone to have sex with. Interested?" And then Dinara wrote back, "Hi, thanks a lot for your answer. I'm not sure what could I write for the first time. I'm sending my photos. I have many photos. Sorry I don't have any professional ones. Blah, blah, blah." And I guess the reason for the broken English, other than the fact that it's not a person,
right,
is that she's Russian. I'm not Slavic. So,
but that helps people fall for it being a real person.
Exactly. So
their English is,
and you got to figure the people that are in the kind of mind state that are going to fall for this stuff aren't thinking, "Wow, this could be a bot."
Right.
All they're thinking is, "Holy shit, this picture just sent me this email and is interested in me."
Yeah.
And their brain just takes over and fabricates this whole scenario, pretty much. So she wrote me some shit and then sent me some pictures.
She's pretty smoking.
And then I wrote back, "Yes, I want to fuck very much. You look like porn star." And then I typed in just some random text to see what
arf,
it
arf,
would do
arf,
to it.
Arf.
It's basically arf, 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 far, 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 arf, 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 far, far, far.
Fart,
and
fart,
then
fart.
It sounds like everything that comes out of your mouth.
Pretty much, yeah. Pompous bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then it wrote me back, "Hello, it is Dinara writing to you. I decided to send you more info about me. It is my first time I try to correspondence with man in internet world. I do hope you will be enough patient to understand my writing. I want you to know that I have only good intentions and I don't have big secrets." So, and
other
then
I'm not a person.
And then this goes on. She's from a small town in Russia, afraid to be lost, wants to come to the U.S. and be
blah,
a
blah,
dancer,
blah.
Work as a dance teacher, blah, blah, blah.
More pictures.
I hope we will like each other and will be able to meet. With best regards, Dinara.
But the chick in the picture is definitely very, very hot.
It's definitely a porn star.
That is one
I'm
hot
sure.
robot.
Yeah, right?
I'd do her.
So people get these pictures, and, you know, it is, if you didn't know that it was a bot, and if you were new to the internet, say, you would totally fall for this shit. This
yeah,
is
but
like
a girl like that wouldn't talk to me.
But if she's Russian, you don't know that.
That's
you know?
True.
And the way she types it, if you read what she's writing here,
right.
Or I don't even know why we're calling it a she. If you read what this bot was writing here, you would, and you didn't
I
know.
Just, I have a hard time putting myself in a person's shoes that would fall for that.
It's
I
because
could
you
not,
know the internet.
Yeah, I know that
we
there's
know
bots
you.
That do that.
Exactly.
I know you're a robot.
Exactly. So, more pictures. I write back, "So are you coming to my city? Because I will show you the sights, if you know what I mean." Also,
keyword coming.
Okay. Also, I right. know you're a bot, but it's fun. And then she writes back, "Hello, it's me. I was so happy when I saw your email in my mailbox. And it was also great to see your photo." Boom. I didn't even send a photo.
Yeah.
But by the third email, people will send them
right.
photos of
yeah.
themselves.
The people that go fall for it.
This reminds me of back in the day with, do you remember Deep Throat or Sub 7?
Yeah.
That thing you would rename the backdoor batch like pic.exe and then
right.
send it to someone. They would double click on it. Nothing would happen. And then you could connect to it, make their CD drive open,
right.
reboot their computer. You could
just
pretty much do
them.
Anything,
yeah.
make messages pop up. That's kind of what. Like back then, people fell for it all the time. Nowadays, no one does because it's so old.
And it's it's an EXE. People know. Oh,
exactly.
It could be a virus.
This is a new form of that. Almost.
Yeah.
I don't think she's trying to infect anything. There's. I mean, all the pictures are just actual JPEGs. And,
right. I mean, I guess you could download them, but
right. But I don't see what she's gonna get out of it.
Yeah.
So I wrote that you're a bot. Hello, it's me. I will come to your area. I think I should write you more things about me. I hope it will be interesting for you to know.
Hey, she's
my
25.
Full name is
That's close to you.
Dinara Zamilova. I'm 25. My birthday is August 25th, 1982. I am 168 centimeters tall and 51 kilograms weight. I don't know exactly my bust, waist, hips measurements. I don't have a reason to measure because I think it's okay and my body is proportionate. Blah blah blah, a whole bunch of shit about her. I don't look any special qualities in a man. So that right
well,
there, guys are
too.
Like, oh man, this actually could work,
yeah.
you know? I just hope he will be faithful to me and ready to create a happy family with me, and I will do everything to make him happy. I'm looking for a soulmate by Dinara. Three more pictures of her just looking like a whore. And
like
then
a huge whore.
Yeah. So see, and guys that are on the internet that fall for this stuff,
yeah.
they hear she wants to start a family and shit. if they had any doubts that maybe this is a scam, they just went out the window.
Right.
Because well, they're plus, looking optimistically at it, not pessimistic.
And like the more you talk to the bot, like the more it progresses and it's liking you and stuff.
Right,
too,
right,
because it
exactly.
gets to know you and like, oh, now I love you.
Okay, so I wrote back, you're kind of a stupid cunt, and if you came here, I would beat the living shit out of you, then fuck your dead corpse. She writes back, hello, I'm so excited to write you again. I'm in Moscow. You can't imagine how happy I am because I already started my trip to you. So she's
wow.
apparently on her way here, even though she has no idea
even
where I'm at.
She's a stupid cunt and you're going to
right.
you know, fuck
okay.
her body.
Plus the fact that she's a bot.
Yeah. Right. I still cannot believe I've done it. Wow. As I wrote you, I was scared to fly on the plane, but everything was okay, and I'm still alive.
She's
Moscow. So now she's talking about Moscow, getting off the plane, blah, blah, blah.
More bullshit.
More bullshit about
so
her trip. As you,
think
you know...
She has-
What?
Do you think you have a chance with her at least?
I don't know, man. We'll see.
Keep talking to her.
That's right.
See how it goes.
Let's see. As you know, I will be there for 3 months, but if I will like there, I will be able to prolong my trip. I will arrive by work visa, blah, blah, blah. I miss my family. I'm sending you some more photos of Moscow that I found in the internet. I hope everything will be fine. Please write me as soon as possible. See you soon. Great kiss from Moscow. Picture her looking like a whore. And then I didn't reply. She sent me another email. Hello, my sweet. So now we're sweethearts,
oh, wow.
apparently.
Yeah.
How are
she
you?
Really likes you?
Today I had a wonderful dream that we finally meet. I feel myself like the happiest girl in the world. You know, I feel myself so alone here. I feel myself, huh? You know? No.
I get it.
As
no?
you're looking
no,
at
I got
pictures.
It.
Okay, well, I mean, look at him.
Especially
yeah.
that last
Why
one.
Wouldn't you rub
that
yourself to
nice.
That?
I am right now. But,
Thank you.
You usually are when we're doing this show.
I know. My
weird.
Hand just wanders. It's
yeah.
if
it's
my
kinda,
hand...
When you think about it, is it weird that you're just like grabbing your dick and
balls
while
I'm so close
you're
to you?
At me and my eyes
no,
and talking to me?
It's because...
Oh, that is weird.
It's
that
because if my dick's not in my hand, I'm talking with my hand. And then
right.
I bump shit. So I just keep my hand on my
yeah.
dick.
But that just is weird that you're talking to me.
It's
Don't
not
touch
like,
his face, though.
Is it
Do
weird
not touch
for you?
His face.
Well... Just the fact that you're talking to me and you have like, your whole heart.
Wow. Okay.
It's
so,
weird.
Let's see. Not far from
Clint,
blah, blah, blah.
I know. That's why I'm saying it.
I try to learn as much information about your country and living there I can find. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry if my English is broken. It's hard for me to speak about historic things in English.
A computer.
Right. But see, another reason if
Even
you
the computer
didn't
has an
know,
accent.
You'd be like, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
She's Russian. Why
yeah.
would she know English? I mean, Yeah, okay, so sorry, can't buy many, whatever, souvenirs, okay. By the way, I took my family album with me, so when we will meet, I will show you all my family. Okay, I send you 1,000 kisses and we'll wait for your message, yours, Dinara.
You don't need,
Here's some
need
more
to read that much
sexy
from our emails.
Pictures.
Is that the last one?
No, where did they all go?
I'm kind of tired of hearing what she has
right,
to say.
Right, but we got to get to
Just
mine.
Just read what you wrote.
Matt,
That's
she's
what
not
I'm
real.
Looking for here.
But she's not real.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. It breaks your heart. And all.
It's really a bot, though.
No, it's not.
Is there another?
It's
page?
Not a
yeah,
real
there's
person.
There's a whole page.
Well, this is just good for the show. That
yeah.
You're
well, okay.
Trying to do
okay,
this
here
show.
There. So then, okay. Then I wrote back. So holy shit, Matt!
Wow, dude,
you're coming. Thanks.
You really
okay,
like
I'm
to talk
so
to her, huh?
Oh, go to the next page.
Yes. Oh, yeah, next page.
Wow, dude.
Where is that?
Hey, what the fuck?
Where's the next page?
I don't know. This newest, the old?
Wow, guys. way to be prepared,
You know what?
Huh?
Maybe we should just kill
Oh,
this.
Here, expand all.
Holy crap.
It's loading.
Did you find
Pardon
it?
Pardon my internet. let's see. Okay, you're coming to my city.
Matt's quite the penis rubber.
Okay, here it is. So you're... I would be, fuck me.
This is 2 minutes of you going...
I know, okay. You're kind of a... I wrote back, you're kind of a stupid cunt, and if you came here, I would beat
right.
the living shit out of you, then fuck your dead corpse. And then she wrote back something, then I wrote back, so are you going to get on this dick or what? Because I don't waste my time with prudes. She wrote back, it's good to write you again. I'm a lucky girl to meet such a good man as you on the internet. a good man that would beat your ass and fuck your dead corpse.
And has a show called The Jam Horse.
Well, I don't think she knows about that.
Oh, I hope she does,
though. You should have told her about it.
Okay, and then she wrote back some shit. I wrote back, "You're such a whore, and I can't wait to see you, so I can kill you, then skull fuck you. Love and kisses, death and destruction." Then
you
she
say that
okay.
Even if she wasn't.
Here's
a
the weird part. Well, you know,
that's
she,
the weird
she
part.
She writes me, "It's me again. Please confirm me name of the nearest airport to you. You see, I'm just afraid to make
Glacier
any
airport?
Mistakes. I kiss you 1,000 times and we'll talk to you tomorrow." Now, why would this bot want that information? Like, I'm trying to think, what would it do?
To make
do?
You believe it more.
Well, but what happens if I believe it? And then what? It's like, okay, this is the flight I'm going to be on.
I'll
and then
there,
I go there
I'm
and look like an idiot waiting for it?
Right.
Is that
and
what's
then,
the noise?
You'd
in the
be
background?
Like, why did you stand
Jasmine.
Me up?
Hey,
hello, Jasmine.
So I don't understand though. What's the end game of all this?
I don't know. You should have kept going.
Well, I'm gonna. We're not even done. I just wanted to bring this up so
right.
our listeners knew
what
was going on.
Well, what'll probably happen, I think, is that she'll say she's coming there. She won't say the place, obviously.
Right,
but
then,
she'll say that she's coming to you. Meet me at the airport.
So
at blah blah blah.
How does the person that wrote this bot get the satisfaction of knowing? Does it wait for
Never.
Me to say I went to the airport? You weren't there. What's up? And then
yeah,
it's like, haha, I got you. Good, you fucker.
Yeah, I don't know what comes.
Well,
after
we're gonna
that.
Do it, and I'll just make up an airport and see okay. what happens. So, then okay, she asks what airport.
But
I wrote down.
The thing is, what you say, I don't think has anything to do with what she's gonna say.
Do you think if I just sent a blank email, she would keep continuing to the
probably,
next?
Probably, or just say like a couple letters even.
Okay, well, so I wrote back. You do realize that once you get here, I am going to rape and murder you. Right? Just want to make sure we're on the same page. She writes back, "Hello, how are you? Me is okay. I'm just returned from my work. I was dancing on opening a cafe here. More just shit to get you into it. Soon you will hear some news from me from Moscow.
Wait,
love and kisses."
Wait, she's opening a cafe, but
I know,
she's coming,
but she's
to see
coming
you?
Here for a few months,
right.
apparently.
Yeah.
Love and
That's
kisses.
That's bullshit right there.
Check this out. "Love and kisses. I hope I'm the one for you, Dinara." And then she
wow,
sends a
moving
picture.
Moving a little fast, Dinara.
Right. Right. So she's like, "I'm going to rape you." And she's like, "Oh, I can't wait."
Yeah.
Okay,
she's
so that's weird.
That.
And then, hello.
She's just freaky, I think.
She wrote, again, more shit. And then, yeah.
So pictures.
So we'll let you guys know if she ends up saying she's coming here and gives me a flight number or something to look for.
I don't think she's going to give you as much as a flight number. Probably just the time and a day she'll be
there. Do you think
so?
Do you think that this is not... Like, some guy wrote this bot and set it to go, and now he has no more control because he has, like,
right, it's just
a thousand instances of it.
Script.
Right.
Basically. Is
but
what
it,
I think
it has a dictionary, I think, and it just
probably.
Knows sentence structure, grammatical, semantics.
Right, and it just constructs sentences.
Right. So... I don't know. It just seems weird because where it's going is I want you to fall in love with this thing.
Or maybe
and then,
it just keeps going and going and she never actually
Do you
comes
think? Well, I'll keep it going just for the sake of fucking...
Just to see what happens next.
Yeah, because I'm really interested
I
want to
see how
like,
the bot works.
Dude, I'm just... I feel bad for the dude that falls for this.
I don't
because
he fell
it.
For it.
No, he's at home jerking it, thinking hot chick's coming and it sucks.
But he's a loser, that's why.
Yeah,
it's fucking it's ridiculous.
Losers want to score though too, man. Losers want to score.
The sad thing is though that people actually are falling for it and getting their hearts broken, and pretty soon someone will kill themselves over it, and then they're gonna get sued. Oh, I sure hope so.
Oh, dude.
And then that'll be the end of that.
Maybe you won't have so many fucking spam bots because they're getting sued.
Right. Okay. Well, speaking of spam, let's get on here. We're kind of moving. Wow. We're almost at an
Holy
hour
crap.
Here. Okay.
Well,
the piggy bank
spam. Let's do some news.
Well, yeah. We'll do a couple news stories. But okay. The whole buy your friends thing on MySpace. I'm getting real sick. You know, I had more faith in the people I was friends on MySpace with. I know that was a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
I know it's MySpace, but really. You get, okay, when you go to see how much you're worth, you have to install this app. And what I think is going to happen is it's setting all these people up to just get, like, their computers fucking owned.
Yeah.
Like, that you install this app, it's a fun game, buy your friends, get bought, unwrap your human gifts, see how much you're worth. This totally reminds me of back in the slave days when they're like, Mandingo, we have fresh Mandingo. And people are like, well, how much is it worth? And shit like that. It's the same thing.
Right.
But on MySpace with your friends, you're buying them, you
your
sell them.
Are slaves.
Yeah, it's stupid. So, any of our fans, if you haven't already done this, please don't because
it's
will.
So annoying.
It
we
is,
hate you
yeah.
so much.
I mean,
how much are you?
grow up. I didn't even look because to look you have to install the app.
Yeah, fuck that.
And
I don't even
bother. Fuck that. And then I want to read we got a message from the Bloodner. He says, "No more negative comments. The Friday show was brilliant. Something about the chick laughing in the background only added to
that's
the fun."
You.
Yeah, that's you. Nice job with the laughter.
Yeah, you're good at laughing.
And then let's see. "Excellent editing in of the final song. That song is perfect for the jam hole. Looking forward to the Monday show." Bloodner.
You know, maybe we should.
And what was the song?
Oh, I don't even
we'll
remember.
We'll show you later.
Yeah, it's a great fucking song.
It fits our show. But you know what? I was thinking maybe we should just do a whole show with no news stories and see how people take it.
Just today?
Yeah, just today.
Yeah,
and
let's
just
give
see
it
what
a
people
whirl,
think
man.
Of it.
All right.
We
well,
got
these,
Ben on the show.
We
why
can
not?
Do some of these on Wednesday if we
all
don't
right.
have any better
well, fuck
ones.
It then. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? Because that was all I really had.
No, I guess we could just keep it 5 minutes short.
Yeah? Do you have anything you would like to talk about? No? All right. Well, yes, Ben, anything else?
Anything, just anything at all.
Well, actually, Saturday night I went to a play, and it was about feminism.
Why can't you
was
say
it,
this when we talked about our weekend?
Nobody
was
asked
it,
me, okay?
Well, was you should have been like, hey, guess what I did this weekend.
Hey, don't interrupt. Matt's trying to talk here.
Yeah?
This is important, too. Are you ready for this?
No.
Was it the Vagina Monologues?
I don't know, but they were throwing tampons around, and they were rubbing
where
their vaginas.
Where was this? Where?
That's awesome. That's a
it
sweet
was at the
play.
KM building. And they're talking about worshiping vaginas and how they're the holy furnace and the holy furnace of love,
yeah.
quote unquote.
Wow. Nice. And that's poetic.
They were in their 50s poetic. And, you know, they're faking orgasms and talking about vaginas and dicks.
Were
and,
they yeah. naked?
No.
No?
They were just in costumes and they were.
Performance art.
I don't know what it was.
Why
it was
were
a
you
play.
There?
I was invited. My friend gave me
vaginas?
A free ticket. I thought I'd
what's
check
her
it out.
Name? I'm just
Kayla.
Kidding. Oh, really?
Remember Nick's little sister?
Nuh-uh.
And her mom was in it.
Get it.
What?
So
wow.
She faked an orgasm, a lady I've known since I was 12, so that's awkward.
And
yeah,
you're like,
that was weird.
That
huh?
sounded familiar. Weird.
But out of context,
how do I
it sounds
recognize
bad.
That orgasm?
Yeah. Wow.
Fake orgasm, might I add.
Yeah.
Which
how does it feel to be to know that you've been just faked?
Yeah. Again.
I didn't get faked.
Oh, okay.
But I feel bad for her husband because she was good at it.
Like, damn, I thought she was coming, man.
I thought there was wetness on the floor, and but really there wasn't.
So, okay, how? Anything else about the play? Or was there a point to this, or you just wanted to
I just
note
thought, I thought
that
I'd
your friend's
that.
Mom was faking orgasms on stage in front of you?
In
and
front
throwing
of the whole
tampons
crowd.
In front of her own son, who was completely embarrassed because he brought a date there.
Oh, shit.
That's awesome.
So his mom's like, yeah, it's a play. Think like Cats or something. He's like,
right.
Oh, okay, this is
yeah,
cool.
Cats,
yeah.
cool.
She gets there and gets tagged in the face with a tampon. Oh, man.
Exactly.
That's brutal.
And he's 16. I mean, imagine.
Holy shit. For the metal show, should we bring a bunch of tampons covered in ketchup and, like, when you guys,
yes.
when Mass Bloodshed's on stage, just start throwing them
genius.
At people?
Genius.
We should just use red dye.
Ketchup
red
would be fun.
No, ketchup's cool because it's kind of clumpy and so it gives that texture of dead skin mixed in with the blood.
Or,
I don't know.
I could be down there and you could throw it and I will take the tampon and just lick all the ketchup off of it.
Oh.
And people will be like, whoa, dude.
I'm
and then I'll be like, thejamhole.com, biatch.
I'm glad you're the one that volunteered for licking it off.
I like ketchup.
On tampons?
Do you like tampons, though?
I don't know. I've never tasted a tampon before.
And then next
I'm sure you have.
We could spray each other in the face with fucking douchebags, too.
What's not
wow.
do that?
So you will be there, then.
Douche water. We could spray each other.
You're douche water.
Wow. No one got that. That's good.
What did we miss, Matt?
Oh, nothing.
Would
all
you
right,
like
well,
to share it with the
that's,
group?
That's about... No.
That's enough rambling.
You said something about douchebags, and I was like, oh, so you'll be there. Okay. You can rewind it and listen.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Now they get it.
Yeah,
now
Matt.
Get it.
Hey, ding yourself.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Himself
no, I'm happy you did that.
Thank you very
here,
much.
Here, ding it again. Quick. Thank
there.
You.
Okay. All so, right. What did you think of this, since you've never listened to the show or anything?
This is fun. This reminds me of Game of Falf, except for I'm stuck in a
isn't
water
it? That's
business.
Why when we go Falfing or when we hang out not at the show, we don't talk
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, we just are quiet.
We used to at first, but then when we'd come to do the show, it was really weird saying the things over again. So
yeah.
now when we hang out, it's like, hi, and that's it. It's not
yeah.
like, how are you? None of that
now
shit.
It's
we
gonna
are
be
totally
like,
quiet.
It's right. going to be
we talk about that when we're recording.
Stress that you can let out here at the jam.
Well, pretty much. This is very therapeutic for me.
Yes.
That's what I was hoping for when I came tonight. I was hoping maybe this will be like,
well,
I can just get some shit off my chest.
Do you need to get anything else off your chest besides the fat fish vagina?
But that was on his dick.
Oh, right, not on his chest.
Yeah,
nice.
And that's already off his
very
dick.
Very nice. Okay,
good call.
No?
Yes. Hey, no, good
anything
call.
Else?
Do you need
what
to
else?
Get anything else off your chest?
this was fun. I enjoyed it.
All right.
That's has on a great your... night.
Yeah. Well, great. Don't all ever right. plan on coming and doing this again.
Yes. Hey,
wait,
yeah.
I said the funny joke. You said I could come back.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Just not every time.
Yes.
Maybe once a month. We'll think about it. We'll
you're
see
like,
what the listeners
you're like
say.
A period.
Okay, hold on.
Once a month.
We're going to do this democratically.
But that means for 5 days straight.
Excuse me.
Yeah, no, just one day. The jam only has a one-day period.
Yeah, and then it's done.
Yes.
Gross.
Yeah,
like a period. Like,
but
it's,
man, on
it's
that,
fun to have sex with, but like other than that, it's kind
of
irritating.
On that
and
one
annoying.
Day, we fucked the shit out of it.
Yes.
Though. Oh,
out
man.
Of me?
No, yes. out of the what?
What?
Okay.
Never mind. You
so,
just forgot. You don't get
we're
it.
gonna do this democratically. We're going to leave this up to the listeners, and if nobody emails us in. Sucky for you,
yes,
but
no one cares
if you
enough.
Guys want to hear Ben back on this show ever again, email us and say either yes or no. Just send
or
an email.
Or leave a comment on this episode.
Right, or yeah, comment on this episode. That'll be easier than email. I know you yes. have to open the email
no
client.
No one knows how to
then...
email, I guess.
I know.
Except the blood nerd.
And
yeah.
how many votes does it take to get me back on the show is
you
the
know
question.
What? I'm going
to
go out on a limb here.
Like
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say one.
Yeah,
if one person
wants you
says
I'm
going to yes,
email it tonight.
And if it's
well,
you then
count.
I'm totally canceling this whole yeah. fucking thing. So,
I know, hey, friends out there, you know me. Vote for Ben.
None of your friends listen to this.
Jamhole.com.
Friends, who are you kidding?
Yeah.
Wait, your friends are my friends.
That's true. But your friends talk a lot of shit about you behind your back.
I know.
To us.
How does that feel?
It doesn't really matter because I'm cooler and better than them, pretty much.
Yeah,
so.
Nice.
Is that
why they
talk
that's
to you?
Some twisted
that's
life.
Probably
why. Why they're just jealous.
They're like, man, I wish I was as cool as Ben.
Right?
Fuck,
Ben's so much better than me. I cannot believe yeah. he is still around. We should kill him.
Yeah.
That's,
wow.
Dude,
that's
all right. So yeah, if you guys will decide Ben's fate on the jam hole. We will always have Sean on every Friday. You guys seem to enjoy him. And if you guys like this show without news stories, I don't know if I can come up with enough
I don't
shit.
Know.
I can't.
If
without me purposefully going out and doing fucked up shit to talk about,
this was
like,
kind of an accident.
All
that
the
we
shit
went
that
long.
Yeah, all the shit that happens to me just randomly happens.
And
while
hey guys,
I'm at work. So
hold, not to interrupt.
If
here,
I
Matt.
Had to write like an hour of show every fucking 3 days a week, I don't think
I'm
I could do it. But anyway, what?
Maybe in the future we can get you to sing and rap to your girlfriend on the show.
You know what? We
I would like to
wow.
be here for that.
That.
I really wish you would not have just said that.
Both
yeah,
for Ben.
It was
both for
so
Ben.
Beautiful, too.
Oh, wow. If you guys ever...
I like how red-faced you are.
Do you guys like that?
I don't think...
You have
bet,
cute dimples.
Does he even know about it yet? Or is that...
Oh, yeah, I gave it to
okay.
her.
You
yeah.
have nice dimples with the smile like...
Go yes. fuck yourself, Ben.
I'm
okay.
surprised your cheeks aren't sore from that huge
and
smile on your face.
Yes.
I want to sing on the jam.
Love is nice. But if you guys have anything you want to say, or if you want to decide Ben's fate... Please click on the show notes for the show and leave us a comment. You can always email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our motherfucking shit. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. Subscribe with the iTunes, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys Wednesday.
And
bye.
I got
later.
One thing to add here.
What?
I just want to say, everybody listen to this, spread the word, because we want to beat out those faggots that were talking shit about Matt.
Yes,
Biden.
Okay,
that's,
Ben. That's
right.
Enough.
Spread your legs or spread the word.
Yes.
Bye.
Do both.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene. Machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
I like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up. Get up.
feeling. You got to get that. You give me fever in a cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine, don't worry about his. Get up,
get on up.
Stay on the scene,
get on up.
Like a sex machine,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Bobby, should I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead.
Take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take him to the bridge?
Yeah.
Take him to the bridge.
Yeah.
Hit me now. Come on. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I've got mine.
Dig it.
He's got his. Stay on the scene. Like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. Like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. I wanna count it off one more time, man.
Go ahead.
You wanna hit it like it did on the top, fellas? Hit it like it did on the top. Hit it now. Get on up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a loving machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
You got to have the feeling.
Get on up.
Sure as your bone.
Get on up.
Get it together. Right on, right on. Right on, right on.
Right on, right on.
Right on, right on.
Right on, right on.
Right on, right on.
Right on, right on.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
And then shake your money maker.
Shake your money maker.
Get up,
get on up.
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 Get up.